Hi, everybody. This is JJ Long from JJ Artworks, and welcome to episode 75 of our podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We truly appreciate it. In this week's episode, I just want to give you all some studio updates with things that are happening with JJ Artworks, and I want to explain why I've been sort of MIA the past couple of weeks. And basically, the main thing that's been going on behind the scenes with us is we actually relocated our headquarters from Lawrence all the way back to Lowell, Massachusetts. And there's many different reasons why we did that, mainly to sort of streamline operations underneath one roof and just be a little more organized and more efficient. But I learned a lot through this whole process. Like an idiot, I decided to do the whole move on my own just because I didn't want to bother friends, family. I didn't feel like hiring people. And I just thought that I could do it faster on my own, like an idiot. And what I realized from this whole entire situation is I am only one person and I will never do that ever again. I can't tell you, I really thought that I could easily do it on my own. I really did. And I just thought that I could crank it out in a couple days. A couple of days turned into like a week and a half, and it was a very, very tumultuous process. So basically what happened was we made the decision to move, and I was like, all right, so we'll do this over the course of maybe like 2 or 3 months. Let's just slowly transition out of Lawrence and move back to Lowell. And what happened was I did a couple of like 2 or 3 car loads of just like putting boxes and shelving units and everything in my car. And I only have like a Chevy Equinox. I don't have like a big truck or a van or a huge SUV. I just have like a little Chevy Equinox. And after like maybe 3 car loads, I was like, you know what? I'm halfway done with moving, and I could string this along for the next couple months and just like take my time. But I'm the type of person where when I have an idea and I'm committed, it's like I'm all in and I just want to get it done. Like I think that's a part of anxiety I deal with. Maybe it's like when I know that something's within my power to do it, I just go full force head on and I make it happen. Unfortunately, when I get in modes like this, and this happens every so often, like at least like a couple times a year, I get like obsessed with a certain project, or I'm in a situation and I get obsessed with it. And what happens is certain things go to the wayside. And a couple of the main things that always go out the wayside, and this is just a recurring negative habit that I have in my life, is I don't keep up with my health and nutrition habits. I don't keep up with my exercise and eating healthy. I just reach for the comfort food, the pizza, the ice cream, whatever it is, just because I'm going through a big transition. And then the other thing is social media, unfortunately, goes out the window. And just so you all know, if I haven't told you before, we actually schedule our social media content on one day, and it's sort of dispersed throughout the week. We use a software program right now called Metricool, which is really cool. I highly recommend you check them out. And usually I'm on top of our content and I just kind of spit that out. But I was so hyper-focused in moving that I didn't spend the time to create content and actually schedule it into our software. So I was like, you know, I'll get to it when I get to it. And those are the two big things that usually happens when I go through a big move like this. But basically, after like a few days of doing a couple of truckloads or a couple of carloads of equipment and everything, I'm like halfway done moving out. Let's just finish it. I was like, I'm sure I could finish this by the end of the weekend. And we are officially moved out of there. So I'm really excited to sort of have everything, like I said, streamlined under one roof, and we can sort of expand in different ways now because we freed up a little bit of expense there. So that makes me very happy. The other big thing that's kind of going on in my life right now is I just turned 43 the other day. I just celebrated a birthday. So I don't know how the heck I got to this point. I swear to God, yesterday I was 30, so I don't know. Time is just, it's flying by, man. And I just really sincerely want to thank everybody for the awesome birthday wishes, all the comments and everything on social media, all the texts, all the phone calls. I truly appreciate it. My apologies again that I've been MIA the past couple of weeks. I promise I'm getting back in the saddle with posting on social media and everything. But basically, yeah, it's 43 years, man. I mean, I'll be honest. I thought I'd be a lot further along than where I am right now. But regardless, I feel like I've gone through a lot. I've experienced a lot. And I don't regret any of the decisions I've ever made. I really, truly think that we're all an accumulation of all of the experiences that we've had over a lifetime, and we are who we are because of everything that we've gone through, whether it be good, whether it be bad. I really truly think that suffering exists to make us stronger individuals, and the universe is always trying to help us reach the highest version of ourselves humanly possible. So I'm very grateful for being on this planet for this long. I still have my health, thank you God. Very, very happy to still be an avid dreamer. And I'm gonna impart a few words of wisdom to everybody that I've learned over the years that's really served me well. And these are actually kind of revelations that have sprung up in my life over the past like a year or so. And I feel more at peace now that I'm sort of living life intentionally this way. And I'm just going to, I don't have anything scripted out. I'm just going to kind of spurt out some little gems I've learned over the years. But the first thing is really practice self-love. Really put yourself first. If you want to help out other people, you need to offer yourself from the highest version of yourself humanly possible. And you can only give after your cup is overflowing. Not even when your cup is full do you want to give, because say you're at 100%, then you start giving, then your cup's going to be depleted down to like 75%, right? You want to give after your cup is full, overflowing, and you're at like 125%. And then you want to give away 5-10% of your energy, of your time, of your money, whatever it is. So, you know, always take care of yourself first, take care of your needs first, and your needs are unique to you. What your needs are can be completely different from everyone else in your circle of friends, your family, your coworkers. Take care of what is important to you. You know, maybe money isn't important to you. Maybe just creative expression is important to you, which is totally fine. Maybe money is super important to you and you're like, you know what? I don't need to write that book right now. That's fine. Maybe health is super important. You know, it's different for everybody. But just take care of your own needs first. Really practice self-love. And the other big thing that I've sort of really kind of honed in on the past year or so is start enjoying the journey more and start living in the present moment more and practice delayed gratification. Fall in love with delayed gratification. I think, honestly, Taekwondo is teaching me that right now, because when, you know, the first day I walked into the dojang, I wanted to be a black belt, right? I'm not even a white belt yet, but I'm like, oh, I can't wait. And you can't rush the process. You have to feel every inch of that process. And, you know, it's like a 3-year or so journey. So it's really sort of teaching me, martial arts and Taekwondo is really teaching me how to settle into the present moment and not rush things and just sort of enjoy the journey. And I think a lot of us were so focused on reaching our destination and getting to the final result that we don't really sort of appreciate all the progress that we're making right now in the present moment. So do yourselves a favor, just sort of make peace with the fact that things take time. You know, practice delayed gratification. Just understand that things will happen just keep showing up every day and actually just start just appreciating things, and don't be so stressed out. Like, things will happen, right? In the grand scheme of things, if you're going through a hiccup in life, that hiccup is like a beep on your timeline, right? So just enjoy the journey, my friends. So those are some gems of wisdom, I guess, for my 43 years of living on this green-blue rock. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, I just wanted to update you on why I've been MIA the past few weeks. And I also just want to give a sincere thank you to my friends and family for all the birthday wishes. So I love you all. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy. I hope the beginning of your spring is treating you good. And I'll talk to you all next week in episode 76. Have a good one. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.